Okay, we finally have our environment set up, both in the cloud and locally. We have our machine learning resource up on Azure, and Visual Studio Code now has all of the packages and extensions we need, like Python, Jupyter Notebooks, and Azure Machine Learning. Next step is to make sure that our local environment is actually connected to our unique machine learning resource in the cloud. As always, don't forget that we have additional resources linked on the screen in front of you or in the description down below. So first, I'll head into the machine learning resource on Azure and download the config file that gets automatically generated and save it to the same folder that I have my Jupyter Notebook in. Now, when I open VS Code, I can see that config file. It's a very simple one that just has my subscription ID, resource group, and workspace name. From Azure ML Core, I need to import the workspace and experiment classes. Now I'm going to create a local variable that'll point to my workspace up on Azure. I'll use the config file for this. Next, I'm going to give my experiment a name. And next, I'm going to create a new experiment. Notice that you might get another request to authenticate with Azure. If you do, go ahead and do so. Next, I'm going to create my CPU cluster. I want this CPU cluster to be an Azure Machine Learning compute, and I need to have access to the compute target. So let's import both of those classes first. I'm going to give my CPU cluster a name. I'll keep it simple. I'm going to create a configuration for my CPU cluster. Notably, I want to specify the VM size. I'm just going to choose a standard size for this one. Then I'm going to create my compute target. And finally, I'm actually going to send this up to my workspace in Azure. And specifically, I want this cell to continue executing until it's been completed in Azure. So I'm going to use the wait for completion function. Okay, let's create our CPU cluster. A couple of neat things about this is once it's been completed, we can see it in two different places. One is in the Azure extension right here in Visual Studio Code. If you click on it and open up your pay-as-you-go subscription, you should find your machine learning resource, and in there, you should find the compute that we just created. Here's mine, CPU cluster. You can also find this on Azure by going to the machine learning resource and clicking compute. You'll be able to find this under training clusters, since this is a cluster specifically used for Azure machine learning training. I think we're ready for the data now.